USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is opposing vaccine mandates at in-state colleges and universities, saying they violate student rights. Landry sent a letter to Edwardville College of Osteopathic Medicine warning of a possible lawsuit if the college doesn't amend its vaccination policy. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, said on Sunday that he would support the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot in issuing subpoenas to Republican members of Congress. Kinzinger told ABC's This Week that he would be in favor of issuing subpoenas to Representative Jim Jordan and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I would support subpoenas to anybody that can shed light on that. If that's the leader, that's the leader. If it's anybody that talked to the president that can provide us that information, I want to know what the president was doing.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dr. Michael Boulding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
There is growing concern that election workers will leave their posts in droves following a 2020 presidential contest that saw an unprecedented rise in violent threats against administrators. Election workers had their homes broken into. Their private information was maliciously posted online. Some fled with their families into hiding. And nearly 9 months after Election Day, the threats persist. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden entered office vowing to reverse what he cast as cruel policies put in place by President Donald Trump. The Biden administration has a new border strategy focused on illegal migration. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.